This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Powered by Chevron. I am Brady Hoe. We got Michael Kirkpatrick on the other side of the bulletproof glass. You want to get involved in the program, you can text us on the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. A lot to get into. I want to unpack some more of this Broncos Stadium stuff. That seems to be a big deal. People are like, you know, I was thinking about this yesterday. Mike and I were talking about the weather, and it's kind of magical. You go there and it snows. How often does it actually snow on Broncos Sunday? Like, it's not like it's an every weekend thing here. I mean, it doesn't happen very often. So I'm excited, man. And I do think the Broncos will be hosting a Super Bowl here. Not the Broncos, but you know what I mean. I think this Walton Penner and Greg Penner, like, this group is gaining so much respect. I'm looking at social media last night, and just so many players, Nick Benito, Patrick Surtain, Garrett Bowles, several guys just tweeting the story out saying it's great to have wonderful ownership that really is buying in to this team, both, you know, literally with their money in their wallets, but also just doing the right things. I mean, it's privately funded. It's not going to be taxed. It's a big deal.
I love it.
Yeah, and they're gaining so much favor through this whole thing. So we'll get into that a little bit later on. Busy show today. The fellas from Diamond Valley Collectibles are going to join us today. I'm excited about that. This store is awesome. You guys have to check this place out. We've got our Diamond Valley Collectibles trivia question coming up today. We got to register somebody for Friday's $20 winner of the gift certificate to Diamond Valley Collectibles. So we've got to get that done. Looking forward to it. Sean Keeler's going to join me from the Denver Post. Also, Cody Tucker from 7220sports.com. Give us an update on Caden Anderson as the Cowboys get set to take on Utah. No small task there. So we got a lot to unpack. Michael, let's get to this. My good, the bad, and the ugly from the last 24 hours, presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. For more, check them out online at fmsbank.com/KFK. The good, Hunter Goodman, I guess. The Rockies lose to the Dodgers, no surprise, but Goodman blasted a home run in the bottom of the ninth, and he just continues to be the consistent bright spot for this Rockies team. I was listening to Warren Schaefer, and this is the bad. Warren Schaefer's talking about the record. Like, it doesn't mean anything to get to 42. Like, that is bad. Whether it's 39 or 42, it's all just terrible. So, like, striving for 42 is not, you know, what's going to be great is if we're in the playoffs next year. You know, we're getting to that point, which that's not, I mean, come on. Hunter Goodman is good, but they got a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do. The ugly, I'm going to say it, and Ed Lamb doesn't care, but the ugly to me is the fact that you got nothing from the Mountain West. And I get it, the ref was the CFO officials were for this game. It wasn't like the official Mountain West referees. Ed educated us to that this morning in the podcast. But I still would have liked something, and now we're turning the page and we're moving on. So there it is, the good, the bad, and the ugly. All right, so sitting down with Ed today in my Football 52 podcast, I mean, he is as I'm going to say this in a nice way. He's as cliche as you're going to get. He's on to the next one. We don't need a response from the Mountain West. We don't need any of that. We've got to prepare for South Dakota. And at one point during the podcast, Mike, he looks down at the clock and he's like, we've been talking about the catch and the overturn and all that for 35 minutes. Like almost like he was like, come on, bro. Why are we doing this? And I said, you got a quarterback controversy in Boulder. The Broncos beat the Titans and Bo Nix didn't look great. Yet the story is the Carver Cheeks catch that was overturned and called not a catch. That's the biggest story. And now the biggest story is the new stadium for the Broncos. But Monday and most of the day Tuesday, the headlines belonged to the UNC Bears. So rightfully so. We had to give it the time it deserved.
And they are one of the smaller schools. Of all the schools, they're the smaller schools. In an orange state, which is what Colorado is, when you trump the Broncos, you know something has happened. And by the way, I have dubbed this catch the Ramception. That's what it should be called from now on.
That's
the Ramception.
Dumb, because that would mean he plays for the Rams.
No, but they received
so
he received it against the Rams.
But the Ramception is that mean he's a CSU Ram. Doesn't work. You texted that to me already. I didn't respond for a reason because I thought it was bad.
I think you,
and then you brought
you
it to the show.
It. And you were like, this is so great, I cannot allow Micah to trump me.
No.
Micah's quality.
None of that is actually a real thing. But it was interesting talking to Coach about it. I guess, like, the referee came up to him to tell him that, hey, before they announced it over the PA stuff, that they were going to overturn it. And he said, it's not going to stand, Coach. Ed thought he was joking. Like, for a split second, he's like, yeah, you're messing with me. You're messing with me, right? And then it kind of reality set in pretty quickly that, yes, they were going to overturn that, and the Bears were going to lose what would have been the biggest win in UNC Bears history. No question about it. But now you got to move on, and you got to prepare for South Dakota because that is a very tough football team. They're 0-2. They're pissed off. They want to knock UNC off. They're seeing all the stuff that, wow, the Bears almost beat a bowl team from a year ago, and now maybe they think there's something. So we gotta act accordingly. So I'll be curious to see how this game goes. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. So we'll get to the picks. I don't know. I have to be careful here because my heart definitely wants to take the UNC Bears. But a week ago, if I'm putting this on paper, I'm saying South Dakota is going to beat the Bears. So I've got to be careful, Mike. I already know you're all in, man. Would you text me yesterday? They're going to beat Montana?
I said yesterday, and I said screenshot that bleep.
Yeah.
UNC is going to beat Montana State on November 1st.
I deleted
Stuff
it.
Always happens.
Yeah.
Well, I still have it.
Okay.
We can put it on the
you think
face web page.
You'll be able to go back and track that? You'll be able to go back. Smitty texting in on the First Advantage text line. Ramception? Yeah, it doesn't work.
Okay, I'll have to come up with something else.
Yeah, you
it's
know the
be
error.
Epic.
Acknowledge the error of your ways. It doesn't work. If the Broncos catch a game winning touchdown against the Raiders, are we calling that the Raiderception? If it's in Las Vegas, no. You know you were wrong.
I'm right about everything I do.
That was
including
a terrible
UNC
thing.
Beating Montana State.
You
on
know
November
what?
1st.
Anything can happen. How about they beat South Dakota first, though, Mike?
I would love to see that happen. Not sure if it's going to happen. I'm not sure if I'm all in just yet.
Have you settled down a little bit after all the, you know, it's Wednesday now? Because I was all like, oh, they're going to win the Big Sky. Oh, this is going to be crazy. They went nuts. And maybe I've come down to earth a little bit.
I'm a little less angry right now.
Well, it's Wednesday.
The anger has cooled. There's still some anger inside me.
Yeah, you're a hateful
like if
person.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If I see a Ram come in and they're wearing some Rams gear, I'm gonna say what I think.
I think you're good to not.
I probably
to.
Shouldn't, maybe. But I will.
Yeah,
I will.
Maybe not, though. Maybe try to not do that.
It'll happen. I'll probably go in public. I'll probably go to the Greeley Mall and start some stuff and start saying things. That's not going to happen.
First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. We've got the fellas out there, too, ready to talk to us. I love this store, Diamond Valley Collectibles. I love sports memorabilia. Michael, I know you're into Legos. So, I mean, like, you and I could actually hang out outside of this show for once and go to a place that makes sense for both of us. You go inside this store, And it's got everything. Pokemon, the Funko Pops. I like how they have the TVs on and when you walk in there, and you just kind of get that sports vibe. And we're registering people for a $20 gift certificate every single week. And then those winners will then be put into a larger pot to win a $100 gift certificate and a signed jersey. And we're going to get some more details on that from the fellas here in just a moment. We've got Matt and Aaron hanging out there, looking good, ready to go, ready to make their radio debut. They're excited. We're on a delay, so I'm looking at them, and then they hear it, like, oh, yeah, that's right. Bronco Stadium news, though. I'm more into this than I thought I was going to be, Mike. I didn't care as much because we're Northern Colorado. It's not going to affect my drive or anything like that. But this just shows you that you have an ownership group that is really invested in the growth of the Denver Broncos. And this is one of the best, you know, more popular franchises in the NFL. And they're doubling down, and they're going to try to get this thing back. Ever since they took over, it's all been pretty much uphill for the most part. Now, it was at the bottom when they took over because they were right in the midst of that Russell Wilson thing. That was rough. They had Nathaniel Hackett. And then slowly but surely, you know, you got Sean Payton in here. I think that's been a big thing. George Payton has stepped up his game. Since that first year, it's gotten a little bit better every single season. So I'm excited about it. 17 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break here. We'll bring the fellas in and we'll talk all things Diamond Valley Collectibles coming up. So you're not going to want to miss this because these stores, you don't see a lot of them. You know, I remember those were some of my best memories going into these stores with my dad, and I still love going into these stores. And when I don't know how I found these guys. I saw like a logo or something somewhere. Somebody had recommended it to me, said, you should check this place out. It might make sense for your show. And I reached out, and bam. This is the perfect store for me. So we'll talk to the guys coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Bears turn it around. Find the Football 52 podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or 1310kfka.com.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show powered by Chevron. And you've been hearing us for the last week or so. We started up a new segment on the show, the Diamond Valley Collectibles trivia question. And that's been good so far. We got Smitty won last week, and he's in the mix. This week we're going to see who gets in on Friday when we take the five names, throw them into a hat, and see which one of those is going to win the $20 gift certificate. And then all those winners will be entered to win the grand prize, which is a $100 gift certificate and a signed jersey. Joining me now, Matt Sheaver and Aaron Turner, owners of Diamond Valley Collectibles. Fellas?
How's it going?
Good. Just keep those mics like okay. Right there. You go. Perfect.
Thanks for having us.
Guys, it's great to see you. Like I said, somebody had recommended, like, hey, Brady, you got to check this place out. You're talking sports all the time. It's in Windsor. And so I looked you guys up, messaged on Facebook, came into the store, and I love it. I absolutely love what you guys have created there.
Yeah, we appreciate it, man. We're super thankful for being on your show. We appreciate the invite to come in studio. It was just kind of three, four guys sitting around and, hey, let's open a collectible store. Honestly, not really knowing what we were doing, just being big-time collectors, and we kind of all put our stuff together and opened the store, and that was 3 years ago.
Wow. And you've expanded to products, too. You've got Legos in there, Funko Pops, Pokemon. I know that's big. We had somebody comment. I was putting pictures up, and they're like, unopened Pokemon, man. That's really rare to get that. And I don't know much about the Pokemon side. I'm more of the sports side of it. But you've got a little mix of everything in that store.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got tons of sports as well. New. We got some older stuff, sealed. Tons of cards, singles, you name it. Bunch of Broncos, Abs, Rockies, Nuggets, It's just a ton of product, and we're slowly getting in the 2025 football stuff's coming in here soon. So
nice.
that'll be really good to have.
So you guys got together. You're collectors. Matt, primarily, what were you into first? What's your number one go-to?
When I was, I guess, best of my memory is 87 Topps Baseball. When I was 12 years old, the neighbor kids had it. And I remember going to their house, opening cards, and I was just hooked. So I was pretty much all baseball for 4 or 5 years in my youth. Then my kids came of age, and it was baseball, football, basketball. They played all three sports, so we were into all three. And now I'm probably still primarily baseball. Baseball's my sport.
That's your passion.
That's my passion, yeah.
Aaron, how about you, man?
You know, my big one was David Robinson. I was a huge David Robinson fan. And his rookie card, so his 89-90 top, or hoops, not tops, rookie card, there was a variation where he was holding a jersey. And that was the card that you wanted to chase.
I think I've seen that
card. Yeah, it's pretty iconic, really.
And I ended up buying it the same year, I mean, 88-89, or 89-90. I think I bought it back then for like $40.
Wow.
And it was so overprinted that it might be worth $40 in like a PSA 10.
It's worth like $15, Ron.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that was my problem, is when I was a major collector, was in the 90s for the most part.
Yeah.
And that's when they just printed so many of the same cards over and over again. So I always thought pulling a Michael Jordan card was going to be awesome. And I had hundreds of Jordan cards.
And they are awesome.
They are awesome. Most of them weren't worth much.
So the thing with that, and we get a lot of them, people send a lot of them into PSA. So 90s Jordan, especially early 90s, if you can get that, you know, the PSA 10, the perfect grade, there's serious value there. I mean, you could have a $5 Jordan card at 10s and it's worth $150.
Wow.
You know, and then obviously 80s Jordan stuff is still extremely valuable.
Yeah.
So what do you guys see as the most popular stuff right now in the store? Is it the sports side? Is it the cards? Is it the Pokemon? What is it?
Pokemon is in a boom right now. So we kind of we started with all kinds of different things and found our niche and kind of what we have now. And so we've brought in and work with several experts in Pokemon, basically guys that work for us and friends. So we've had to learn a lot of it, but we slowly have. But right now it's in a boom. Sports always does well,
yeah.
Honestly, but Pokemon has kind of caught up to it.
Do you see like an uptick if, you know, Nikola Jokic is having an MVP type year, an uptick in people wanting those cards, or maybe even asking like, how do we get some of that memorabilia in here? Or like Bo Nix before last week, the stock was really high. Do you guys get that kind of stuff where it's like, hey, a certain player's rocking or a certain team, and then suddenly that becomes a request, whether it's cards or memorabilia?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we try to read the tea leaves per se, you know, see who's going to be good and stock up on players and hope. But yeah, I mean, Nicole is probably the one that, regardless, I mean, people are always asking for his cards. Like if we have stuff in the store, it doesn't usually last long.
Really? The cards don't. So do you have any like in stock right now? Joker cards?
We might have a one or two.
Yeah, we actually have four autographs of his,
nice.
Which is rare because once basketball season starts, those will be gone. But
yeah.
Nicole is also, in my opinion, extremely unappreciated in the hobby.
Yeah.
So, you know, his rookie cards, they have a lot of value, and there's some crazy valuable ones. But compared to other players that have done the same thing, like, you can still kind of get in on Nicola at a reasonable price, I would say.
We're talking to Matt and Aaron, Diamond Valley Collectibles, brand new sponsor here of the show. And we're going to do our trivia question a little bit later on today to get somebody in the mix for that $20 gift certificate. What do you see with the age ranges as far as collectors? Because me, as a sports memorabilia guy, I've never stopped that. I still my wife got me a signed Joker thing last year for Christmas, and I hang that up as fast as I can. I love that stuff. What are you guys seeing as far as age ranges, as far as collectors?
It's a wide. I mean, it's kids to older gentlemen and
ladies.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Unfortunately for the young kid, We try to find ways to make it affordable for them. That's kind of the unfortunate part of things. Like when we were kids, you could buy a pack for 25 cents.
Yeah.
You know, and now I think one of the cheapest packs on our shelf is $6.
Wow.
So, you know, kids will mow lawns and stuff and come in and buy packs. And we try to, you know, be generous with the younger kids. But it's a lot of the 30 to 50 and, you know, even some older gentlemen that are heavy into it, that are, you know, make up most of our customers.
Yeah. Well, when I was in just the other day, small sample size, but I mean, there was guys in there, two or three of them were like my age, and then, you know, randomly a kiddo pops in. So it seems about right that it's all over the board.
Yeah. And I would say, you know, kids wise, we see a lot of kids that come in to trade Pokemon, trying to fill out a set or just try to find cool stuff. And, you know, that's another alternative, I guess, to the cost of stuff. So
talk to me about the trade stuff. Like, you have opportunities where people can come in. You guys took me back into the back part of the store where people can get together and do trades. Talk to me a little bit about that, because that was so much fun when I was in school.
Yeah. So, we host, several leagues. So, we do on Tuesdays, we do a Lorcana, which is a Disney product, and it's a competitive game with cards. Wednesdays we do One Piece, which is similar, a card game. And then Thursdays is Pokemon. And, we've been doing that for a little over 2 years. So we have a pretty big showing there. We usually get 30 to 40 people for that. But then as far as like the store goes, we buy, sell, and trade. So, you know, if you're selling a collection or you're interested in getting a price for a collection, we do that. Or, cards for cards, cards for cash, that kind of thing.
Man. Were you guys in the world of Pokemon and Legos? Because you guys are both sports guys. I mean, you're telling me about your background in sports.
Yeah.
I was a big sports guy. I wasn't into that kind of, I did get a little nerdier the older I got. Yeah. I got into Lord of the Rings and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and I was
fat.
What were you? Was that a part of your world leading up to this? Or has it just become a part of your world?
We were just at the end of... So we were just coming out of high school when Pokemon kind of
took off. Yeah.
So honestly, I completely missed the first 10, 15 years. I don't even remember knowing if it existed, to be honest. And then as we've gotten older and it's gotten more popular, you know, I've learned about it and come a lot more familiar with it, but.
Well, and you guys have all these awesome Lego sets. I wasn't into Legos much as a younger guy, but strangely enough, my wife and I, once we got married, one of our hobbies before the kiddo came along was we would buy these elaborate sets that you guys have and put those together and then display them or whatever. But you guys have, like, these are all, I'm looking, Star Wars brands, big time brands, Lord of the Rings, all that stuff. These are what, they're so fascinating to me. How they put these things together for people.
Yeah, and
to...
some of those, you know, I go back to when I was young and to echo what Matt was saying, I missed Pokemon. It was just never part of my world out of high school. But I did do Legos, and I still do Legos with my, like, I have a son that really enjoys Legos, and it's a time to bond, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
Essentially.
Do you get them from scratch and put them together, or do you like the sets that they're coming out with now, like the movie sets?
No, for sure, sets. Yeah, I don't like to just buy, like...
Sets and directions.
Yeah.
You gotta have
directions.
I'm not... I like to be creative, but when it comes to Legos, I'm like, what am I going to build? I have no idea what to do here. So the directions are fantastic.
Yeah, and their Legos are timeless. I mean... You know, from the day they came out to now, they'll always be popular. They come out with new pieces in their sets, and the stuff that they mimic or copy these days is amazing. So, yeah, I think that they're timeless.
Have you guys ever watched, I think it's on Netflix, it's a series called The Toys That Made Us? You guys ought to check this out.
Yeah.
Because there's an entire episode on Legos, and it is fascinating.
Oh, cool.
It's real. I don't know if you guys have Netflix, but check that out. It's really cool. All right, what else do we need to mention, guys? I know it's September, but right now, it's never too early like to start thinking about getting your Christmas shopping done. People that are listening, you got kiddos or whatever, or just collectors in your family. Now would be a great time to stop by Diamond Valley Collectibles.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, our inventory's high, and we try to keep it high. Definitely November, December, that's a lot tougher as most retail stores, you know, deal with. So if there's certain items you want, don't wait. Come on in and grab them, man, and sign up for our frequent buyers program. We got that going, so there's some good discounts there. And, yeah, come check out the store.
Who do you guys think is going to be a big seller, card-wise, memorabilia-wise, when we're talking about the Broncos, the Nuggets, the Rockies, the Avs? You already said Joker's probably still going to be up there, but
yeah.
Is there anybody else that you have like a little prediction that you think might pop and suddenly his card becomes a little bit more valuable?
I think, so I'm kind of, Troy Franklin is kind of the guy that his stuff is so affordable. Same with Mims. His autos and some of the most beautiful cards, like rookie patch autos and stuff you'll ever see, and they're so affordable. And so I've been putting money into those because I feel like that's could be a good investment. Besides the obvious guys, you know, Bo Nix is still a great investment.
Yeah, sure.
Week one was not ideal.
We'll be okay, right?
Yeah. You've got to give it a few weeks.
Yeah, give it a couple weeks. We'll see how they do against Indy. That suddenly that game looks kind of, you know, when before it was like, yeah, it'll be fine. But Daniel Jones is good again, apparently. So we'll see. Any predictions for you, Aaron, as far as?
You know, I mean, the obvious is Joker. I mean, I think they're gonna do well. That's an easy one.
Yeah.
The Rockies are, it's tough, you know.
Yeah, what about Hunter Goodman though?
You gotta find something. I guess there's potential. Yeah. I mean,
his stuff sells well, his autos.
This guy. It's like it's been the one kind of consistent positive for the Rockies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys big Rockies fans?
I am.
So how you doing with this?
I've struggled for quite a while, obviously like most fans, but you know, I'm not there. I don't know exactly what's going on. But I do like that they're playing the young guys.
Yeah, get some
like, we don't need, you know, big vets, big contracts on the field. It's like, get those young guys up there, let them play. Even if they struggle, it's let's see what we got.
Do you think Warren Schaefer should be the manager next year?
I think he's done all right. I'm up for a complete house clean.
Change it all. Yeah.
Bring somebody in.
I don't think some new faces. Bad. I mean, he's.
No. I do kind of like him. Pace. But there is. I mean, it's tough if you have a historically bad season, which they already have as a franchise. We'll see if it's going to be, you know, they need to win two more games.
Yeah.
That's all they need to do.
Yeah.
And we're running out of time. Yeah. Did I meet you guys? Because we tried to inject some life into the Rockies, you know, to our watching interest. Because it was bad. So I basically, when they beat Miami, they swept Miami like in early June. I said, I'm not shaving or cutting my hair until they win 35 games.
Oh, wow.
And that was the journey we went on.
Oh, wow.
It was,
that was before we met. Yeah.
Okay, good. You might have kicked me out at that point if that would have been the case.
I might not believe you.
Matt, Aaron, you guys are awesome. I'm so happy that you guys are working with us here at KFKA. We love our sponsors, but especially for our sports audience, you guys just make sense. So I'm excited to build this up with you guys.
Yeah, we're excited too. We appreciate it, man. Thanks for the opportunity.
Anything else? We got your website. Folks want to check them out, DiamondValleyCollectibles.com. But you guys are in Windsor. Right there. What's the little brewery that's close by you guys there? I've met people there a few times. Maybe it's not a brewery. It's a restaurant. Am I off here?
Lunas?
Yeah, oh, maybe it's Lunas.
Lunas.
It's Lunas,
right down. Right, Lunas south of us.
Yeah. So give us like an easy way to get to you guys. Like you would just tell a random person.
So, south on 250 or just 257 to Garden. East on Garden and right on Automation Drive.
Yeah, right next to Windsor Charter Academy, middle school, high school.
Just look for the lit up open sign. I mean, we are off the beaten path. So, you know, we've had several people come in and tell us they've been driving by for 6 months and just realized we were there.
Yeah. So, well, let's get that word out, because I love what you guys are doing. I mean, I'm passionate about this stuff. Being a collector, there's so many things to it, whether it's memories or it's just some fun things to do. I like investing in the cards of people you think might turn out. Like Troy Franklin, is he going to work out? Oh, I bought his rookie card. You know, I bought Bradley Chubb's rookie card thinking that was going to be fantastic.
And good to see him playing again.
Yeah, he's playing again at least. Fellas, you guys are awesome. I love the story. Keep up the great work, and let's do this again, okay?
All right. Awesome. Thanks, Brady.
All right, Matt, Aaron, we'll talk to you guys soon, okay? 39 minutes after the hour, Diamond Valley Collectibles. Check them out online at DiamondValleyCollectibles.com. Michael, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Hull Show, powered by Chevron. That was fun. That was awesome. Those guys are great. I know you're getting excited back there, and of course you had to show them your Lego chess set that you had.
I did. I didn't show them the Lego radio.
Probably a good thing. They needed to get rolling. Great guys, though. It's a cool story. And listen, guys, if you are thinking about that for like Christmas shopping stuff, like they said, it runs out quick once we get into November. So this would be the perfect spot to just check out. Go to their website, and you can learn a lot more about them. Coming up, we will have the Diamond Valley Collectibles trivia question. We'll hit that. Cody Tucker is going to join us in the second hour. Caden Anderson update. Is he set to go against Utah? Is Cody giving the Cowboys a puncher's chance in this game against Utah? We'll see, man. Like, Saturday, nobody was giving the Bears a puncher's chance. And that's one of the biggest stories we've talked about all week. It's crazy how this thing goes.
No one gave them a puncher's chance, yet they kept punching.
Yeah. 46 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. I'll wrap up hour number one here. I got NFL power rankings. We're going to go over ESPN's power rankings, see if we sync up with that. Broncos Stadium stuff. Sean Payton bristled a bit at the Bo Nix progression question. Sean just kind of picks the things he wants to get pissed off about sometimes, I think. But I get it. He's trying to put that fire out because he knows he's going to get that question 4 million times every single week about Bo Nix. Right or wrong, we'll discuss it. 46 minutes after the hour. It's The Hull Show, powered by Chevron. A Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Fall is nearly here, and that means football is on KFKA. Preps, college, pros, and the Broncos. We are Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Tucker with 7220sports.com, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You guys have been hearing me talk about Big City Roadhouse. I mean, today might be the day that I go over there, either today or tomorrow. I'm not sure yet. But Big City Roadhouse, brand new concept going on here from the creators of the owners of Big City Burrito. They're building on that trusted local Big City brand. I'm talking, they'll have burritos. They will have that, but it's pizza, wings, steak. They got a full bar with creative cocktails, TVs everywhere. That is going to be the place to go watch the big games each and every day. There's stuff on all the time. Big City Roadhouse, they took over the old Cables location, Cable's closed their doors about 2 weeks ago, and Big City Roadhouse took over, and those two worked really well together to make that an easier transition, because Cable's has been around for so long, such a long time. Big City Roadhouse, Big City flavor, Roadhouse comfort.
Roadhouse.
All right, Mike, should we do this? Should we get to our Diamond Valley Collectibles trivia question now? Because we're pretty busy in the second hour. We got Cody Tucker, and then we got Sean Keeler joining us, too. So you put your thinking caps on. And this one's from Smitty. So, Smitty, you can't win this one because you actually brought the question to me. All right. Who is the all-time rushing leader in Colorado high school football history? All-time yards, rushing leader, all-time Colorado high school history. Who is that? Be the third caller on the First Advantage hotline to get that right. The third caller, who is the all-time leading rusher in high school football history? And I don't think we need to give anybody hints yet. Caller number 3-970-353-1310. Some interesting names on this list, but we all know who's number one, and that's what I need to know. 970-353-1310. Get it right, and you're entered for a $20 gift certificate that we'll announce on Friday. And if you win that, you're in the big pot for the $100 gift certificate to Diamond Valley Collectibles. But you gotta get these right. 970-353-1310. Smitty says, who's number two? I've got the list pulled up here. If you wanna call it at and get that one right. Did he get it? Mike's writing down information. We must have got it. Good job. Good job, caller. That's the Diamond Valley Collectibles trivia. Did they not get it right?
Faith got it.
Oh, Faith got it.
Faith, congratulations.
Wow. Faith knowing her Colorado high school football history. I love it. Excellent work. So now she's entered for the $20 gift certificate. Dude, I love that the callers are from all over the place. I mean, we're getting Severance, we're getting Kersey out there, where Tanner in the Amish country is, we're getting Greeley. Keep it up, because you need to try to get in this chance to win the $100 gift certificate. That's where the prize is. I mean, the $20 gift certificate, that you just said it. Like, the guys are talking about packs of cards. You could buy several packs of cards with these $20 gift certificates. So get this, and then win the big prize by just answering trivia questions. And most of the time, you guys are going to know the answers to these because you're smart sports people. These guys are getting them pretty good, Mike. Should we make these harder? Because I feel like they're getting them pretty fast.
She was the first caller.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, I feel like we're throwing it out there and bam, it's over. Like, no, we don't have a lot of misfires. And that's a harder one to Google, so I don't think she Googled it.
Well, she was the only one who got it right.
Oh, people got it wrong?
Yeah, I've had, hang on, I got to answer another call, but I've had several people get it wrong. They're all answering the same one, though.
They're all, oh, who did they say?
They keep saying Christian McCaffrey.
That's what I think a lot of people think. It's Christian McCaffrey. They go
that's
right to Christian McCaffrey.
Assumed.
So we can give the answer out. Kyle Bell.
Weld
Central from 1999 to 2003. He had 8,248 yards. And I believe second on the list is Lindell White. How about that? From Chatfield, 1999 to 2002. It's 7,800. It's wild, isn't it?
7,800?
Yeah.
I don't think I've run that many feet.
No, I don't think you have. No, I don't think so. But Kyle Bell's is 8,248. 8,248 yards for Weld Central from 1999 to 2003.
Now Weld Central, they're not as good at football.
But they must have been pretty good that year, those years, I'm guessing.
Yeah, they probably used to be very good.
And Kyle went on to have a really great career with the Colorado State Rams, and injuries and such just kind of kept him from taking that even further into the NFL, but he did go to a Jacksonville Jaguars training camp. 11:57 the time. We got top stories of the day coming up. Cody Tucker is going to join us from 7220sports.com. All that and more coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.